Ladies and gentlemen, sorry, wasn't it?
Are we starting?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode Riley's Choking. What's the episode number?
Let me guess, 222.
My guess is 278.
Mine is 281. You are way off.
181?
281.
You're way off, too. There's no way we've done that many. Did I actually?
No.
I saw 221 as the last one.
221 was the last one.
So 222, I actually got it on the dot.
Wait, you said 222?
222.
No, he didn't, did he?
Did you?
Okay, well, it's in the VOD. Welcome to the podcast live from Miami, ladies and gentlemen. It is major time here in the, what's the area code we're in?
I have no idea.
It's major time here.
It's fucking beautiful out, though.
We're recording this Thursday. The matches start up in...
like 2 hours?
Two and a half hours. And we're underway for the third major of the year.
I'm excited, man.
It's going to be a great time.
I'm curious to see how our tournament goes. I think we just immediately talk about that. Talk about Optic's first round matchup. And then we kind of go into dinner last night. How the city's been so far?
I'm down for that. Let's get right down to business first.
Once again, we play today, and I think our matchup is going to set the tone for the rest of the weekend. I'm a little worried, I can't lie. Like, when I listen to Breach's comms compared to ours, I think they have better comms through and through just consistently. We need to show up today in order to make this run, because I think if we fall to Breach here in the winner's bracket,
I mean, we would fall down to Vegas. So we'd fall down to AG.
Yeah, that's scary.
After them beating us online, we didn't think it was going to happen, and then it happened. Everyone was cooking our shit.
But, like, I see our match versus FaZe, and if that round 11 goes differently, like, I don't think we looked bad against FaZe. Like,
No, not at all.
I think you look at that FaZe series, and you take away certain highlights, and you try and just run with that. We could have done this. We were right there with them. Let's go take care of Breach.
Yeah, I hope we come out and we win, man. I think playing Breach first, I think we have one of the easier round one matchups just based off all the other ones, because Miami and Ultra both look great. Surge and FaZe have both looked great. Obviously, Thieves have looked good. Mm-hmm. Ravens have been all over the place. And then,
well, Ravens, I can't even tell, because they have one match with Dylan Rex. They get 3-0.
They got
destroyed.
Slammed.
And now they're playing Thieves first
again.
Round. So I kind of feel bad for the guy, because this guy can't even try and get any type of momentum or
confidence. Just play Thieves.
He's just getting railed by Scrap every fight.
I mean, it was their decision, you know? So, like, fuck. I mean, if they would have played better, they wouldn't have had Thieves. But shit, they made a change for a reason, and now, fuck.
Dude, Surge
Phase.
With
what they did. So, I mean, it's going to be tough. They never said the road was going to be easy.
Surge Phase is an absolute banger.
Dude, the matches day one are just so good.
I love majors, man.
They're just so good. I mean, Miami, Ultra, Surge Phase.
And then you look at the loser's bracket, and it's a bunch of wild cards. You have Falcons, who very well could have got a winner's bracket spot. They're pretty gross at hard point. Their comms are hype. Those guys are all playing for their longevity. Every single player on Falcons, they all know, listen, we're not going to make champs. We need to secure a spot as professionals going forward, and that's what they're playing for. And honestly, I've been seeing it. I think all four are playing well, stepping up. I fucking love Exnid.
I'm a big Exnid fan.
I love how happy he is when he gets map wins or series wins. And it's a beautiful sight to see when he's playing well.
Seeing that pure passion.
Getting a 1v3. Like, he's doing his thing.
Well, Vegas was one reverse sweep away from them being in winner's bracket and us being in loser's bracket.
Yep.
If they don't get reverse sweeped, if everything happened how it did, I'm pretty sure we're starting in losers. So.
I think every team's a wild card besides Gentlemates. I think Rocker can turn up at any given time, Falcons, and then Cloud9 too.
I agree.
But we would fall to Vegas, 100%.
Yeah, and honestly,
if we were to lose.
Let's just hope we don't fall, man.
Yeah.
I think we need to feel the win, take care of Breach. Breach,
feel
this
the
season,
win or feel the wind?
Feel the win and the wind.
We need to catch that wind.
Breach so far this year have been way better online than they have been on land, and I'm hoping that kind of repeats today. My worry is, and I was talking to Riley about this, like, Breach is pretty solid online. Their comms are great. They haven't been able to translate that to land, but how long is that going to last? Like, is this a team that's just going to be bad on land every single time they travel? I personally don't think so. I think they'll find it. I think just as you get more reps.
Just not against us.
They have a young team. Purge, exactly. So let's hope. I think our searches need to be good versus Breach today.
Yeah, that's
I think
what
that's
I'm worried
very important.
About. That's the only thing I'm worried about is that regardless if Breach falls to us first map, they're pretty good in search. They have a good search roster. They hit shit out together. I know Purge is an
yeah, they're always
kid.
Working
He's
together.
Strats. So it's like, I think if we want to beat these guys, we need to guarantee, obviously, take a respawn. But I think we need to win our searches.
I think it starts game, map one, man. We got to come out hot because we lose that map one. Now they're up. Now they're up 1-0. We go into probably like what a Hossie search or I don't know what other maps of Breach
we're
playing.
That's the thing,
Hossie.
We're at the point in the game where you have to rotate. That's what I'm worried about our hard point. Because when we rotate, we play great. When we don't rotate, I don't care. Like, at this point, every team is good enough to hold hills. So if you don't rotate, a team like Breach will punish you. A team like Rocker will punish you. Like, it's not like you can just walk through on these teams at this point in the game.
Everyone knows what they're doing.
Everybody knows where you're going. You know, you're going to hit well to break P2 first, then you're going to face slam front. It's readable now. So that's why we have to be on top of rotations. And I think if we're on top of rotations, our hard point should be fine. Like Mark said, the only thing I'm really worried about here is Search and Destroy.
Hopefully we get a Skyline hardpoint in there as well. I would love a nice little Skyline map one bang out.
Oh, Breach love. Breach
loves it, but we've been playing it as well, so maybe we get it.
I do like playing Skyline. I'm worried about a first map Skyline against Breach,
unbiased opinion, what do you think we place?
Unbiased?
Okay, if I'm being honest I would love to say top four, but I would say top six.
Top six is
what I'm thinking. I honestly think right now there are four clear better teams than us, that being FaZe, Surge, Thieves, Ultra, and I have Miami above us right now as well. So I would put us in like sixth, seventh area.
But see, the thing is, we beat Breach. We're already top six.
Exactly. Oh.
We win that one series against Breach, we're guaranteed top six.
I mean, if you want me to be completely honest, if we beat Breach, I think FaZe or Surge is going to be a tough battle for us.
Oh, yeah, either one's tough.
I think it's going to be FaZe. I struggle to see FaZe losing first round against Surge, but those guys always give us great series.
Yeah.
But you know me. I've always preached it takes one match, it takes one map, it takes one series, and hopefully that could be the series against Breach where we get a win, and it just transforms the team into a different beast than we've seen. Because right now,
see, I don't think it's the Breach series though. I think it'd have to be like round two, that transformative win.
Like if we were, to,
yeah. Like if we beat Breach, we'll be like, all right, we beat them. But if we beat FaZe, like FaZe or Surge, yeah, then it's like, oh shit.
Yeah, but if we beat Breach and just get that, we get the day break. We play on Saturday. I just think that could catapult us a little bit forward compared to where we are right now. We just have to feel that win on land, hear the crowd. And then get this roster going the way hopefully this roster can go.
We got to hope Snoop is playing a little slower than what he does.
Bro,
we have a search roster, though. Like, that's where we have to be great because Caesar's a solid search player. That's where we have to, like, we need that one game mode search to be consistent win 9 out of 10 times, 8 out of 10 times.
But, I mean, 9 out of 10, 8 out of 10.
That's the thing,
search,
though,
but.
Is, like, search players as AR players, they could have the knowledge, but they're not really in the mix as much as Shotzi and Hook are on the map.
SMGs run the game.
All we need to do is just be directing them. Like, you have Shotzi and Hook, bro.
Well, Shotzi play calls to, like, set up the ARs to look over.
Yeah. I mean,
playing with Ant, that's like what he does. He's like, yo, so I'm going to do this. You watch over me.
That
like,
sounds
he, like,
so lovely.
Calls. Yeah. He play calls.
That sounds lovely.
So, yeah, it's gonna be a fire major, man. Hopefully the boys come out. They have a good tournament. After the last tournament, obviously, we didn't really have any reps with Bueno on the squad. So, hopefully they come out. And
I think top four would be great.
Top four is like
I think top four is like a solid tournament. And then because we need CDL points. I mean, I think we're getting safer and safer with the way Cloud9 and Rocker have been playing, especially them both starting in loser's bracket. Of course, you want to secure a better seed for champs. Mm-hmm. A top four here, I think, is not a win. We all prefer a win, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, I mean.
But I think top four, given how we look right now, I think other teams have us, once again, FaZe Thieves, I think,
top
still
four,
look
the team
unreal.
Should be happy with that based on
like top four. Okay, we got top
events.
Four. Let's go back online and let's have a good stage
not
four
happy,
in champs.
But like,
I don't want us. I mean, top four, that would be great because, like Zinni said, that widens the gap for points. It kind of takes the pressure off a little bit going into the last split. Last thing we want is to come out here and get like eighth.
Yeah.
And then,
well, listen,
we get 10 points or whatever.
I don't want us to peak now. I don't want us to peak now. I want us to peak at the end of stage four, and then you have a great tournament stage four, and you roll right into champs. Different teams peak at different times throughout the year. I'd much rather it happen next stage than now. If right now we place top four or top six, and everyone's like, this team blows, blah, 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 and then we go out there and place top two at the next major, it's worth it. Because all that matters is the tournament before champs and at champs. Because there's no matches in between stage four major and champs.
Nope.
So you go out there, you have a great major.
Then
you're
riding
crazy momentum. Yeah, it's a long time, but I think top four for this current iteration, the way they look right now, would be a solid weekend, to be honest.
I agree with you. Mm-hmm. I think top four would be like, that'd be great.
Yeah.
At least make Sunday. Please. We don't make Sunday, it would be tough.
Yeah, I want us playing on Sunday.
Hopefully the boys get it done, man. It's going to be a fun tournament to watch. Obviously, major time. The stakes are just raised. We're all fucking dialed in. It's going to be great. But let's talk a little bit about where we're at. We are in Miami.
Real quick, though. Congratulations to the Halo team. Obviously,
we haven't talked about it on the podcast yet.
We watched that after the watch party on Sunday. Yep. And it was good to see Matt get that win. It was good to see the team get that win.
I'm happy.
And
honestly,
it was so gritty too. It was all the way to a game seven, just gritty.
Well earned.
To win two best of sevens against Shopify Rebellion with how good they are.
Yeah, like, they've had our number too.
And then that final Slayer, I mean, that was an awesome watch.
Yeah, it was like it gets so close, and then we pull away by like 3-4 kills at the end. The shit was so fire.
My bad.
No, go ahead.
It looked like Matt was kind of getting emotional at the end.
I don't think he's been placed in second a lot.
Yeah, they've been silver surfing, bro.
Like, I'm like, damn.
That had to have felt
see Matt
so good.
Even get, like, after all the times he's won, to see it mean that much to someone like that is just, it's kind of inspiring.
I think the way it happened, too, definitely makes you more emotional. Like, to be tested and go to that final map in the final best of seven. Like,
what did Legend say? He said, we're just being tested.
Yeah, that is cold.
That shit's so cold.
That was the coldest shit I've ever heard.
They lost the CTF. We're just being tested.
Dude, Legend seems like the nicest kid ever. He's just like, he'd be so good at the game.
Nah, he's a dog, man.
Renegade. Honestly, we have a very fun team to watch. I think Optic versus Shopify is going to be a fun series to watch. Honestly, all season long.
100%.
Because right now, no one's really... I know Nemesis tested us, and those guys came out, and we're playing great. But
we're just being tested.
That's SR right now.
That's so fire.
Yeah, that's so fire.
He's a goat for that.
That's so fire.
I know Matt was like, holy shit, I'm about to fucking fry.
Matt was like, what the fuck?
He just inspired me.
Yeah, that shit was hard.
Yeah.
But congrats to the Halo boys, man. It was good to see them finally get their win. They've been working hard at it. They've been getting second to Shopify over and over, and then they beat them two best of sevens. I mean, realistically, though, they should have 3-0'd them in winners round one as well. If that team nade didn't happen... They probably
probably
3-0. It went down to like, what, 49-49 mm-hmm. Slayer map 2? Probably 3-0.
And it was a loser's bracket round 1 match or loser's run, which is just – it always insane to see.
Well, they got the revenge on Nemesis, who beat them in pool play.
Shout out to them, though, because Nemesis came out and they were playing unbelievable.
Yeah, they look good, too. Nemesis?
Yeah.
They got 6.
They almost knocked us out of the tournament.
They might have got 7th, 8th. It was either 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th.
Like, it makes me worry. Okay, look at that bracket, right? Let's say Nemesis played Space Station instead of us. I think we probably would have met Nemesis and loser semis with the way they were playing.
Yeah, they looked good.
Those guys were playing good.
They looked really good.
Yeah, we reverse swept them, right?
Yeah, reverse swept them. I was watching that on the couch like, holy shit, please don't lose.
Shout out to Halo, though, man.
Good for them.
And then they got it done. Shouts out Halo, man. Congratulations to the boys.
Absolutely.
As you were saying before, I cut you off about Halo. Yes, we are in Miami or Miami area. We had a good dinner last night in Miami. We went to Cote or Cote.
I think it's Cote.
We missed Hex, though, man. Hex, this is one of Hex's favorite spots, and I called him. Me and Mark were lounging by the pool before you got here yesterday, and I FaceTimed Hector. I was like, what do we need to get? He said, the steak and eggs we have to get. They have this Butcher Feast, which is like...
Oh, that was a great drink,
basically,
by the way.
You just get that, and they bring you out a bunch of meats. The drink was good. It was called The Heat. Very, very good meal.
I went in, and I was like, the one thing is with... Because it's a Michelin star place, and that might be the first Michelin star place I've ever been to.
Yeah, same.
I think it's the first, but so like I see Michelin star, and I'm like, okay, we're about to be eating like birds. They're about to be bringing gastronomy and fucking bubbles coming out the drinks and shit. Yeah, we're about to get a quail egg this big, and I was like, I want to be full when I leave this. I want to be absurdly full. And I left that place
stuffed to the brim.
Absurdly full.
And, bro, everything was fucking good. And I ain't going to lie, chat. I'm the type of guy that doesn't eat certain shit. Like, even that tartare right there, I was like, eh.
No, you had to try that.
That toast was phenomenal.
Line. Top of
that
the
toast,
line,
if you made French toast out of that toast, it might be the best thing on this earth.
Yeah, Chad, if you, why are we saying chat like we're on the watch party?
Yeah, he said chat, it kind of threw me off a little bit.
If you guys want to splurge a little bit and you're in the Miami area, I definitely recommend this place. Shout out to Hector for the rec, and I told him I'll come back here whenever he wants to go here. They have one in New York City, but it's so hard to get into, I think.
Dude. The boys were on me a little bit, though. I did change my flight because I was really looking forward to coming and fishing. But I changed my flight because I hadn't been able to hang out with Iz like, at all because we did the Halo watch party. I didn't get home till like 9:30.
It's 10. Such a good cop out to where if I argue with you, I'm an asshole, bro. I'm glad you got extra time with your wife. I hope it was worth missing the first day in Miami with the boys.
So I changed the flight
at our $12,000 Airbnb.
Okay, but I mean, you know how it is. You can't
argue
that.
Exactly. It's a cheat code. There's no point in discussion.
But now I'm here.
I'm just a scumbag if I start arguing with you about
it. We had a good night last night. We got dinner. We came back, watched some of the games that were on. We watched the Stars. We watched the Houston Rockets game. Tonight,
had some good laughs.
Got the watch party. Yeah, we got some good laughs.
Night was hilarious. And also, I have no idea if the Airbnb is actually $12,000. That's above my pay grade.
Zinni, he is capping. He was literally the one that booked it. He knows exactly how much it is. Zinni was on Airbnb patrol.
But no, it's like, I love where we're at because it's like quiet, private. We got a nice pool.
Little lake.
After we do the pod, we got breakfast on the way. Maybe eat some breakfast, hang out outside, catch some rays.
I don't know if they'll find this funny because like they weren't there, but I have a remote in my room that closes the blinds. But when I close my blinds, it opens his blinds. So last night, and we didn't know this until like a little bit into it. So you were watching Black Mirror.
Watching Black Mirror, which is already like Black Mirror, for anyone that doesn't know, it's not really like a thriller, but it's kind of like a psychological like sci-fi show.
Yeah.
And we were talking about ghosts and shit like before we went up to go to bed. And all I saw, my blinds just did this. And they went right back up. I was like, whoa.
You immediately hit the chat.
I was like, whoa, Zin, did you just try to close the blinds? And his shit worked through the wall and opened my blinds.
What happened was you couldn't find a remote to close your blinds. So I was like, okay, I'll come close them with my remote.
Yeah.
So my blinds were already shut because I was about to go to bed. Then I went in there and I closed his blinds. And I went back into my room and my blinds were open.
So we're like, oh,
and
shit.
I was like, wait. So when I close his, mine opened. And when I close mine, his opened. So we were texting back and forth.
Yeah, that's so
I was
funny.
Like, I had to close it a bit. We essentially got it to a point where, like, we each have it 80% shut.
Yeah.
And that's the best we're going to get it. So I was
sitting there. But it's good enough.
It was like a game of Tetris with the remote. I was like, good? He's like, good. Perfect.
Because the window is, like, they're just open.
Yeah, I know.
They're just
fully.
Mine's
in the corner by the bridge. So, like, if someone's walking across the bridge or, like, you guys are playing cornhole.
Yeah.
After I got out of the shower, I was watching you guys naked, butt naked, playing cornhole.
Freaky. Yo, I did run Zinni and cornhole twice yesterday. 10 gifted each.
Yeah.
You owe me 20 gifted.
You're not getting that.
But it's nice to be here now. I do now that I'm here, I kinda do wish I came when I was supposed to. But yep. I was really looking forward to fishing with Hector, and then Hector was like, I'm not coming anymore, so I was like, fuck. Like I really wanted to go fishing. So that was my cop out.
It happens. It's all good. I can respect the cop out though.
I don't respect it, but I'm not arguing about.
That's fine.
Yesterday I'm here I now. Threw That's my knee out in the pool.
Yeah, Mark got hurt in the pool.
Yeah, chat, so y'all know me. We'll get the feet wet, bullshit a little bit. I said, you know what, fuck it. Let me go in there with Zin. I'm in there, and I fucked up my knee a minute ago, but I just never got it checked out or anything. Bro, I'm kicking, and I must have kicked, like, sideways or something. I just felt the pop.
Oh.
And I'm like, ugh.
And then he came downstairs and said he popped it back in, and he was all good.
After we got back from dinner.
You need to go get that looked at.
He was limping into dinner slowly.
You got to go get that shit looked at,
I know, man. It sucks. But, yeah, no more pool for me for the weekend, because if we were in the ocean or that right there, I could have potentially drowned.
Oh, yeah, fuck that.
I only had one leg.
Yeah, I wouldn't you're in the ocean with a heavy current.
That's
what you're out to sea.
I wouldn't let you drown, bro. I promise. That's when the superhuman
I'm going to be honest.
I'm lifting shit I've never lifted
you might
before
have
in
to
my
get,
life.
Because if I start going under, we can't be attached. You're just going to have to let me go, drift away.
It's like the movie scene. You're like,
because if I'm drowning, I'm going to start pulling you under. You don't want that. You just swim away.
Oh, right. Yeah. He's going to be panicking.
I start kicking you in your chest and be trying to bring me down.
Get him off. Yo, Zinni said if a gator pulled up on the lawn yesterday, he'd push me over and run away. this guy's a fucking asshole.
I'd say, fuck you.
He said he'd push me over and run inside.
Would you take a picture of one, or would you be scared? Like, if it just walked up?
What?
What? Are you
I'm
crazy?
Not fucking with that. Depends how big it was, too.
I mean, bro, it's not going
to
just
sprint
start
up to the balcony,
you.
Though. I'd sprint up and take
They're
it
quick.
From there.
No, they are quick. I know
if
that.
If they wanted you, they're quick.
No, you're supposed to run diagonal, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'd be Saquon. Just
you think so?
Oh, I'm cutting them up.
Yeah, you get eaten.
I'm not dying that way.
But yeah, the city's good.
It's beautiful here.
I'm hyped to be here. I'm excited for because we did this last year. We did the same type of thing. We did the Airbnb at Miami.
How is everyone this rich? I'm like, what the Ferrari Rolls? I'm just like, how did you spawn and what did you do? How many businesses have been sold in this world?
Crypto.
Because everybody here is rich. Everything. I'm not sure if everybody's rich or if everyone's trying to look rich. Like, I don't even... But everyone here is rich.
Yeah.
Like, loaded.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, a different level.
That's how I feel the last time I came here. It kind of put me in, like, a weird... Like, what the fuck?
What's going on
is this
here?
Real, like, is this real life?
I'm like Utah
it's
loaded.
It's like a server.
You're Utah loaded?
Utah loaded. Miami broke.
And then you're Cali, too.
Oh, yeah. I'm
you're
New York
Cali,
City.
Too, but you're New York City.
I'm like Oklahoma
four.
Loaded.
No, I'm New York City. Cali, New York City, 2. Dallas, about a 5. You get me to Utah, I'm like an 8.
Get you to Oklahoma.
9.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. But what else we got going on? The major 4 DreamHack Dallas games have been announced. We're going to be, I think we're going to be there live at the
Hold on,
at
go,
the venue.
I want you to go back to that.
Here's my only request. Literally my only request is that we have a private bathroom.
That's not going to happen.
Let's look. Riley, can you blow this
with?
Can you blow this up real quick what you're looking
done
at?
And over
can you
with?
Make this like bigger?
AJ and Big Justice.
And scroll up a little bit. Today's podcast is brought to you by Hims. If ED is getting you down, you need Hims to help get your confidence and other things back up. Hims provides access to treatments that can help you stay hard and last longer, so you can be ready whenever the mood strikes. Hims is changing men's healthcare for providing you with access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to a range of doctor-trusted ED treatments like chewable tablets, Viagra, and Cialis, and their generics for up to 95% less. The process is 100% online, so there's no need for any uncomfortable doctor's visits. Just fill out the intake form on the website, and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. With hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, Hims can help you find the ED option that works for you. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/optic. That's hims.com/optic for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/optic. The featured products include compounded products, which are not approved for nor verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality by the FDA. Prescription required. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. A legend appears. Oh, they're paying him to be there.
Yeah. Hold on.
Oh, Nate Shot's getting paid to go.
A legend appears. He's up there with AJ and Big Justice.
Yeah. What is he, a Pokemon? Yeah.
Can we get 5 big booms for that chat? Yo, we got to meet those guys.
Yeah.
Imagine they came out the watch party with a chicken bake.
Dude, but I would lose my mind if they started saying that shit in my face. Like, boom! I'd be like, dude, what the fuck?
Yo, I'd be fucking tweaking.
We got to get 5 big booms on the watch party from him.
Gotta get 5 big booms.
That would be hilarious.
Oh, yeah, but the event's going to be dope. It's the first time in a long time that we're going to have multiple esports under one roof. We got Halo. So I think the Halo Major's going on at the same time, right?
Halo.
Yeah, Halo CS.
COD, CS. That's like an FPS fan's dream.
It's Halo COD CS 100%. That's it.
I think CS is like the biggest tournament there. It's an IEM.
Yeah, what?
Wait, the GeoGuessr major is there?
Oh,
dude,
my gosh, never mind. GeoGuessr is the biggest
tournament
there. Have
you ever seen that?
Oh, people that exactly
They'll see
know.
Sand and be like, yep.
No, but have you ever watched, they have like an analyst desk, and I'm like, what the fuck are you analyzing? They're just like,
I'm
going to
watch it there,
so-and-so
though.
Just knew it was Malaysia.
We could watch party while we're there on downtime. GeoGuessr major.
Dude, it's
the GeoGuessr major.
That's like a different level. Like, to know the world to that extent where you can see brush or, like, a certain type of tree.
Or certain sand.
And be like, oh, well, that tree only grows in this country, in this area. It's like, dude.
But, yeah, it's going to be fire, man. We got multiple esports under one roof.
Challengers?
I mean, it kind of sucks, though, because I like to watch the Halo majors and shit. We're probably not going to be able to watch it, like, at all. If it's a COD major, they're going to be running, like, side by side. So,
damn, they're charging $550 for challenges passes these days.
Damn.
How much was it back? 400?
$250?
No, ours was like 400, I think.
Yeah, it was like probably 400.
Like 100
you think
each?
So?
Yeah, probably like 400.
I think so.
It was 250 for the old team pass.
Was it?
No, I thought.
Well, there was also like probably quadruple the team showing up. Now they got a fucking.
I thought it was
400. Yeah, that's true too.
But DreamHack's going to be fire, man. And again, like we're in the home stretch of CDL. It doesn't feel like it, but like we are literally, we have this major. There's no break, so we fly back Monday. We have 3 days, and then matches start up again. 3 weekends, same as this split, and then another major, and then that's the regular season. Isn't that crazy to think about?
It's
kind of
sad.
I wonder
take
if
it
we'll
for granted
see,
as it goes on.
I wonder if we'll see some last-minute roster changes. I think we will.
100%.
I think after this tournament, we'll see some more Challengers players get called up.
100%. And, yeah, Beans, I mean, talking about roster changes, this wasn't a roster change, but Beans almost couldn't play at the event. I believe he's playing at it
no,
now.
No, he's
but...
not. I don't think he is now.
Wait, it flipped again?
I think so. Go to Beans' Twitter. I think because... I saw some shit this morning, unless I was half
wait,
asleep.
What?
Because he originally...
Twitter. Watch. Go down
keep
more.
Going,
go down.
Going. That's his pinned tweet.
And then... Look, click
wait,
that.
He's not playing again?
Watch, click this. Click his tweet early.
No, he's playing.
Look.
Whoa. So he's not playing again.
Hold
oh,
on.
My God. That sucks. So Toronto
Hold
Ultra.
On. I'm DMing him. I'm going to see if I can get live intelligence.
But, yeah, basically, are for anyone that doesn't know what we're talking about, Beans was having visa issues.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, visa issues, you can't really get around that. You can't make money in the U.S. if you don't have a visa. And he apparently got stopped at the border in Toronto, I think, and checked his papers. And I think he was good because yesterday we were like, oh, he's playing again.
I saw that.
And now they were going to play with Mercules, who's a up-and-coming Challengers kid who's actually pretty good, I've heard.
Uh-huh.
But I guess now he's not playing again, which would suck for the Ultra because I feel like they've been
– oh,
I felt like this was the tournament where Ultra could have came in and like potentially
yeah, no,
won the whole thing.
They're
I
in
agree,
great
1,000%.
Yeah.
They're in great
1,000%. That kind of, I feel bad for them for that. I ain't going to lie.
I feel bad for Beans.
I mean, that always sucks. You play and you practice to not be able to go
well,
show
Well, I
your...
just don't know what like whose fault this is. Because you know you're coming to the U.S., so I hope that the visa was already figured out.
Yeah.
If you do have a normal visa and there should be no issues,
I
you
mean,
should
was
be able
just
to
here,
get in
though.
Fine.
He
exactly.
was just here.
So I think someone somewhere screwed up. Because if he has a valid visa, they would let him in. That's just the way it works. Like,
yeah.
They can't just – if you have a P1 visa to go compete, they can't just say, yo, you can't go. We're just saying no to you.
Yeah.
So something had to have been wrong. Hopefully we see him playing. If not, I think Mercules has, like, one of the best chances to make a name for himself.
Getting slotted into the Ultra when they look this good.
Yeah,
wow.
It's impressive. I mean, it's –
what a dream.
It's a
He'll just have to go crazy.
Career changing opportunity. So hopefully if he does play, he runs with it and he shows out.
Well, I guess we'll figure it out in due time. It seems like he's not playing right now, but
he's not gonna get beamed his spot, but he can take someone else's out there in
Bro,
the,
hypothetically
in the,
though. And this is
in the league.
What if they went out there and won? What do you do?
I'm keeping beamed.
Yeah, that's a
Bro, what winning is different.
I know
yeah,
that.
If it's a top four, I agree with you. Beans is in.
You can't do
winning
that.
Though.
Third,
can't do that.
Winning is hard. It's hard, bro.
Winning,
can't do that.
I get what you're saying, and I feel that like I the sentiment. But winning.
But we always talk about the fucking.
And this guy drops a 1.5.
And they haven't won yet.
Just
I know,
on
but
people.
We always talk
I mean,
about
that's...
the honeymoon phase and shit like that, bro. I mean,
there's no better time for a honeymoon phase. The year's over.
I mean, not
that's
mean,
true.
Not really.
Listen, I don't think it's going to happen. But I've always thought about that scenario where if a player can't play for some reason and the team performs better, what does the team do?
Because I mean,
it's like,
one.
What do you do?
Yeah, it's a tough one for sure. What is this? PS5 is rolling out loudness EQ. Yo,
damn.
What?
I mean, I feel like that's good for them because, I mean, I'm running sound EQ. I'm fucking retired. I'm running sound EQ all the time. I don't
Same.
Give a shit.
I actually play off a program where I can use sound EQ on the PS5.
Really? So you've already had this dialed in?
Loving it. He said, yo, one of the SD kids said, yo, Bose, no one sauced you up yet? I said, what? He was like, oh, let me put you on the sauce.
He put you on?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's good for PS5 cool, players, at least. I mean, even playing field at that point, because I'm
You know what's crazy? Is that when we were competing, I never once for a match or a scrim used sound EQ. On my grandfather's grave, never once have I used it. I only used it when I started playing S&D Chow's on Meal Team 6.
Was it even a thing? Like,
it was, yeah.
When did sound EQ become, like, a thing? What
Vanguard,
game?
Right?
PC, whenever we moved over to PC. There were some players using it when no one else knew.
I definitely didn't know about it till later in the game.
Exactly. And there were some players that were definitely, like, think about that. There were some people using
Spartan
EQ.
The dog. They were going into their bios and shit.
When we didn't, well, no. They just, I mean, it was just easy to do and no one was looking for it.
Yeah.
But there were some people using it and we just weren't.
That's fucked up, man.
Shit. I know.
You know Porter had that. He's like, oh, throw this on the sound setting.
That's free intelligence.
I'm telling you, you can fucking hear someone across the map.
That's free intelligence.
Okay.
I saw something with the new Nintendo Switch came out, I think, and I saw everyone tweeting about, I don't know who it was, Target or one of the, I guess they ordered it and they never got a confirmation. I saw it trending, I think, last night. I think the new Switch dropped, and I think there were issues with fulfilling orders, and everyone was on
throwing a fit about it
on Twitter. Yeah. Talking like, oh, screw this place, screw this place.
See, I got a Switch, and I thought I was going to use it. I played Zelda, and I never used it again.
I kind of want one.
Because, like, now on flights and shit, the only time I'd use it if I was on flights. Like, and now when I'm on a flight, I watch a movie. And I was watching Honora yesterday on the flight. We were talking about it a little bit. It's like one of those, because she's a sex worker, but it's like this movie got nominated for all these awards and shit, and you're just sitting next to the guy next to you, and she's just getting fucking clapped up, and I'm like, yo, do I gotta pause this? And I just sat there fucking
straight faced at
he,
it.
He looked over.
I
made eye contact with him. Like, what?
You should have really? Like this.
Nah.
You didn't make,
nah.
Just great movie. You gotta check it out.
I looked over to my left. The guy to my left was watching it with his horny ass.
Really?
Yeah, he turned it on.
The whole first class cabin was watching
it. I put them all on while I was in the last seat.
Entire first class bricked up, bar you.
Of course.
Married man, of course.
Of course, married man. our DoorDash is here, by the way.
I fucking love to hear that.
Yeah, our DoorDash is here.
We got bagels. Some breakfast bagels.
We gotta be fueled up. We have a big day of watching today.
Big day.
Big day.
First day of the major, ladies and gentlemen, live from Miami.
Yeah, no, genuinely can't wait. Majors are my favorite. I was saying, like, sometimes, just to keep it a buck, it's easy to zone out sometimes during the online matches when two
100%.
Subpar teams are playing. We have a sports game on the TV to the left. I'm just...
100%. And people are like, can you guys talk about the game? But sometimes it's like, dude, some of these online matches, they're getting tough, railed.
Yeah, I agree.
Man, you want to talk about Vol P4 again, chat? Between these two teams, because we can.
There's these guys are just getting railed for their 10 points.
There's going to be a guy in time soaking. There's one guy in the back. The opposing team's going to try to break through statue and hit the back.
Hey, at this point, we've done a good job on the watch party. Everybody knows how to play the game. Everyone knows what's going on. We always break it down. We'll be breaking it down. Extra analysis. We'll be
majors are so fun to lock in for because every match, like the winners, we have four bangers in winners bracket today. That's amazing.
There's not a single bad match today. Because even Ravens could come out and play good against Thieves. There's not a single bad match, and there's also just great matches. We have Vancouver fucking FaZe.
We have a good Miami match
versus Ultra, and Miami's look great with Super. We play Boston, and Boston's look solid. We've looked kind of shaky, but...
Who do you think wins the tournament?
Right now?
If you were to say right now who wins, who would you say?
I'd go...
I'd say Thieves.
I'm going Phase 4P, too.
I'm saying Phase 4P, too.
I'd say
if
Thieves.
If they 4P... Dude,
until they prove me wrong, I can't, like...
Listen, you got to tip what those guys have done. 3-peating already is so hard. It hasn't been done a lot. 4-peating in the CDL era is very hard.
It's
hard to win in the CDL era. Like, there's teams... Like, you got Thieves. There's so much talent in the CDL. It's like, bro,
well,
it's
because,
hard
okay,
to...
think about how good Surge is. FaZe mopped the floor with them in the grand final. The best of five was close, but the best of seven, they stomped them.
And that's what 04 was talking about, though. He said, we're trying to work on our map pool because in the final, our map pool wasn't good enough to keep up with them in a best of seven. So he's like, we need to work on our map pool. Because in a best of five, Vancouver FaZe, you're like, Vancouver could win this, but when it goes to a best of seven and there's more
FaZe's
maps in the
specialty.
Mix, now it gets a little bit more
difficult.
They
got that longevity.
The thing with FaZe, like, look at Thieves. If you play Thieves, you know the odds you beat them in control are slim to none. They're just that good of a control team. FaZe is scary because it's like they don't give you any game mode to where you go in like, yo, FaZe is bad at this map. It's like, no, they're not. Their map pool and their game mode, how good they are at each game mode, is consistent, and that's
and
what makes
not
them scary.
Only that, they can lose two maps in a row, and you still have to play them like it's a zero.
Up,
yeah, like it's 0-0. They will come back and beat you. For,
now they win
ease.
A search or uh-huh. they win a control. The next thing then you know, they steal the hard point. Now it's 2-2.
You just don't see very often. Like three of them get shit on at the same time. It's like one guy sometimes, and then it's draws, for example, in that one series. He goes like 10-30 and then drops the highest KD in the series.
Yeah, that's nuts.
It's like they were so consistent across the board. So if I had to put money on
phase,
it.
I'm going phase four, Pete.
I would say phase four.
If I was putting money on it.
And I'm hoping to God that our team just catches some insane momentum and just runs through this tournament.
That's all it takes, bro. Look at Champs last year. We go down 2-0 to Thieves. It was a winner's two. We go down 2-0. We're like, okay, this is looking grim. They reverse sweep Thieves, and then they look like a different team from that point on at the final tournament. It's like one moment like that where you get fully tested, and it can just be a spark for a team. And we talk about it all the time with COD. COD is such a fickle esport where it's like, one moment like that could mm-hmm. literally win you a tournament.
Anything,
who's your
dark clutch, horse? Anything.
My dark horse?
Who's your dark horse that you think can place Toronto. Top three?
Miami.
I'm Boston or Miami.
But people are saying that's not even a dark horse because Miami's look good. Yeah. But I still feel like a top three placing for Miami is like...
Oh, I thought you meant to win. Oh, yeah. I would say Miami, too.
To win is going to be tough. I think Super has a lot to prove this weekend. I think he's been playing great online. Mm-hmm. I want to see what he's got on his first pro event. So I'm excited to watch Miami play this weekend.
I mean,
it's
their home event, too.
Yep.
I mean,
yeah, I wonder
all
what
the cards are laid out right for him.
I wonder what the turnout's going to be like at the event. Like, I wonder if it's going to be, like, popping. Because it's a smaller venue, I think. I wonder how it's going to look like. I hope it's hype.
I didn't even peep the venue, to be honest.
I hope it's, like, hype inside. I hope there's energy.
It should be. It's Miami. It better be. Hopefully. If not, we might be in trouble.
Wait, Riley has.
I mean, it is tough to follow up our event because our event's always popping.
Yeah, ours is the banger.
Ours is always popping.
We know that, Chad. Thank you.
Optic Events, they do a great job.
We know those events.
Shouts out Corey Dunn, all the event team.
Yeah, our event
they do
a great
time. Job. Hopefully, the event has some energy in there. Hopefully, the players can feed into that. I'm actually curious to see what the stage looks like because last event, we had the players facing each other. I think that should be the standard moving forward. They should always be facing each other because the amount of pop-off shit-talk moments was exponential comparative to any other major.
It's my favorite. That's almost one of my favorite parts of the
I want to see him talk
book.
Shit.
Me too. I want to hear that shit too.
Neptune, that was the funniest clip of the weekend. You better never do
Evan
that.
Beans.
I was pleasantly surprised with how many players talk shit that I wasn't expecting to. I was like, oh, I think Scrap will, I think Beans will. But like Neptune, for example, and other like just people that you wouldn't expect getting up and talking shit just on that natural adrenaline. Like, it's just, it's a fun watch. So I agree with you.
And hopefully, knock on wood, but hopefully there's not too many tech delays.
Knock on wood, man.
Yeah, knock on wood.
There's
we don't really have any wood
somewhere.
Here, but there's got to be wood somewhere on
this
couch.
Yeah.
But I have a question for you because you're really into hockey. So we gotta talk about this.
Okay.
He's really into hockey postseason. What is the best postseason sport?
I think
to watch?
I think every postseason sport's amazing. I think hockey, NHL, postseason, amazing. MLB, way better playoffs. NFL, one and done.
Mine's
awesome
NFL,
playoffs.
Biasly, just because that's
NBA,
like the only
awesome.
Sport that I actually sit there and watch.
Best postseason's tough. I think live.
Don't say hockey,
in
bro.
Stadium, it's hockey. It's not even
tweaking.
Close. No,
I think it's NBA.
Hockey is the best live sport,
you
in
think
my
so?
Opinion. Yeah, when you're in there, I think the energy's crazy. Bro, the Dallas Stars game that we've gone to, like, just
it was,
that
was the energy
heat.
Was crazy. I'm
that
not going to lie.
Heat.
Cause here's
inside
the, thing.
The building is pretty crazy.
In NBA, you have a lot of six shots, a lot of threes, whatever. Guys hitting clutch free throws. It's constant. The
we
thing
were talking
with NHL
about that yesterday.
Is you don't get... It's not like the score is 14-3 or like 14-12.
It's always like
it's
0-1.
Always 1-1, OT, next, like sudden death. Like I love the I'm blanking right now. Like the impact each goal has is just that's why the stadium lights up like that.
I mean, it's like soccer. It's like there could be a 1-0 game and that's it. But NBA, you're like water fucking splat. Like,
I
love, you know?
I like when it comes down like 50 seconds, one team's up, one, oh shit, he fouls him. Yeah. He hits free throws. He comes, oh, he hit a three. What the fuck?
See, I do agree with you, though. You could sit there, not watch a single second of an NBA game until the last 6 minutes, and that's like when it's crunch time. Like hockey.
That's a valid
hockey, you
argument.
Sit there for the whole, it's 1-0 through two periods, and you know, it's like it's always you're on the edge of your seat.
I can't argue the facts. I can't
NFL
argue the facts.
Mine, though.
Yeah, I think it's hard to discuss best postseason. My favorite live sport is hockey. I love all postseason sports. Like when I watch the Yankees play in the postseason, I'm locked in. When I watch playoff hockey,
do it.
Playoff
people
NFL. Say
they now don't coming up, number two.
Now batting for the Yankees, number two, Derek Jeter.
Number two. People say they can't watch baseball live like a normal baseball game. I can do that with ease.
Like in person?
Like a regular season game? Nah. See, I go to a live baseball game. I'm sitting there. I'm just enjoying the drinks and food. I'm just there for the ambiance. You know what I'm saying? Like, and to hear the bat, to hear the wood, that ASMR, that's fire. But baseball,
I would
regular
say,
season, hell no.
I would say my reasons changed.
There's 160 games.
Yeah, I know, but it's nice to watch a game.
Motherfuckers are hungover out there. I don't give a shit. I'm like, I just want a 162.
They're out the night before.
Yeah, what?
If I'm going to a regular season Yankee game, okay, so let's talk about this because I'm curious how everyone else feels. And you might call me a
fake
fan.
Wait, did the
fan.
Stars win last night, by the way?
Yeah, overtime. It was sick.
Fuck yeah. They survived the power play?
I struggle. Yeah, for 4 minutes. That was insane. I struggle to – I will always be a lifelong Yankee fan. But there's something about watching that original team all retire that makes it very difficult for me to care like I did before.
Yeah,
now.
Me too.
Of course.
I'm not sure if I got older and I got different obligations, but like not seeing Bernie and Mo and A-Rod, Jeter, Posada, all of them, why – I met Posada, obviously.
I mean, that's like anything, though. It's like you have your one team that's like,
but
this is my fucking team.
What I'm saying is I could go to a regular season game for that team. And once again, this could be because I was a kid and now it's just different. I don't like that. I was like, that was my team that like, gave me comfort and stuff. I could go to a regular season Yankee game with that team any day of the week. Now, if I go to a regular season Yankee game, it's because I want to bring my dad. I'm barely in the tri-state. I want to go there, enjoy it with him, enjoy the vibe.
Our obligations definitely change, too. Now we're...
Exactly.
We're, you know, we're doing our thing.
Yeah, and then...
It's not like we're just sitting there...
But playoffs...
Playoffs?
Playoffs
I'm like that
amazing.
With everything, though.
What,
but
just
that's
like
why
watching the team
that's
retire?
Why, yeah, that's why I kind of picked up the NBA as I stopped watching baseball. And
yeah,
boxing.
You're big on NBA.
I started watching boxing once I fell off baseball, shit like that. It sucks. Like, I was the same exact way with the Yankees. Once Jeter went, and it was just like, I kind of like, my love...
I get what you're saying, because I think I like NHL a lot more now than I did when I was a kid. Because when I was a kid, I was so focused on the Yankees and the Giants. Mm-hmm. Now I'm like, okay, I want to watch the Leafs play tonight. Because like this team
he's
is
friends
now
with Mitch.
Mitch Marner is one of his
he's
good
boys
friends.
With
you
Mitch
guys
Marner.
Are one of his great friends.
But everybody, did you know Zinni and Mitch Marner are dogs?
I didn't say that. I'm just saying. Like,
I'm just giving a hard time.
Like, just back then, I liked watching Lundqvist and stuff. But now, like this – and. Ovechkin's still playing and all that, but like this generation of hockey is what I'm really into compared to when I was a kid, if that makes sense.
It's always good to have something that you like to watch. I mean, regardless.
Even like the OG Giants, man. Plaxico Burress, Tiki Barber, yep. Eli Manning, Jeremy Shockey. I had every jersey. That's all I'm wearing to school are the Giants jerseys.
See, I watched football during that era, and then I stopped watching football for like 12 years, and now I watch football like religiously again.
Well, back then, the games were so good, too. The Madden games back then on, like, PS2.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Swing. Well, all I remember is Swing, Swing by the All-American Rejects when you're loading up MLB. Swing, swing, swing.
Well, because what? You had Madden. You had MLB
My
The Show.
God.
But you also had a different MLB game. Am I tripping?
2K? Or
nah, MLB The Show was more recent. It was, like, just MLB, I'm pretty sure.
I could have sworn there was, like, two different...
I never played The Show growing up. It was just, like, MLB.
MLB...
But okay, so let's best sport to
postseason.
Watch.
If I had to pick one,
NBA.
Everyone give an answer.
You guys
go NBA,
first.
NFL for me. Just say hockey, bro.
I mean, because NFL, I'm like 50-50 on NHL and hockey right now, or NFL and hockey.
Okay, so what is it?
Ah, man, I would say NFL. I would say NFL.
NBA.
The hell just ran across the backyard, Pop.
Are you being
a
serious?
Baby gator?
Wait, really?
Oh, yeah, I just saw something run across.
That's probably an iguana from yesterday. Yeah. There's, we have like a little dock on the end. There's like this iguana, like probably this big, like bro. Big bull. I'm like walking. I'm like, yo, if I press him, is he going to jump in the water? I'm like walking down the dock. He keeps running to the end. Just flew out
no
into the
way.
Water. Yep. Yeah.
Belly flop.
Did you see the video?
Nah.
Oh, it's hilarious.
I didn't see it.
I'm like walking this fool down. Like, what the fuck is this? Sorry, is this fucking... Hold on, I'll find it. There it is.
Jurassic Park out here.
Don't worry. Here, I'm going to – hopefully Riley can throw this in. Actually, he's probably not going to be able to.
I'm like, is he about to jump?
He's just smirking over there looking at this
monitor. Is he about to jump in the water if I keep pressing him? No way, right?
What do you say?
Said he could DM it to me quick.
Holy shit, he's in!
Wait, DM. Wait.
Holy shit, he's in!
Holy shit, he's in!
Wait, Seth, DM that to Riley so we can show show the pot.
I wanted to pick him up.
You heard him go?
Yeah, I wanted to pick him up, but he wouldn't let me pick him up.
DM that to Riley so we can show him.
All right, bet. I'll DM it. But that's going to be the end of the podcast, guys. Thank you for watching. Major 3 starting up today. Make sure to join us for the watch party. We're fired up, man. It's going to be a good
excited,
event.
I'm excited, man. Absolutely. Make sure to tune in.
Here in Miami.
Trying to turn it up another notch.
I mean, right now, well, yeah, when this gets uploaded, we're going to be live. So come hang out.
Mm-hmm.
All of us are live on YouTube. You know where to find us.
Yes, sir.
We look forward to talking to you guys. It's going to be an awesome weekend. Let's go Optic.
Yes, sir.
Let's hope that they can make a run. Once again, I think top 4 would be a tournament that I think is solid.
Mm-hmm.
We're all hoping for a win. So let's hope. And thank you guys for watching.
Of course, chat.
Thank
love
you
y'all, chat. Peace out.
I'm sending you this video, right?